This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then a little bit more on the Philando Castile case, which we've been covering quite a bit over the last couple of days here on Free Talk Live, some excerpts from some recordings of Officer Yanez, the man who shot Philando to death in his car after being pulled over ostensibly for a simple brake light being out. We can tell you more about that coming up here, but let's go to Skype first, where Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just heard this guy called Joe, I guess his name was.
Yeah, the guy that really loves parking enforcement.
Right, he's an idiot, and that's okay.
Well, that's not very nice.
It's not nice.
It's very true.
Yes, he was, let me put it this way, he's an ignoramus.
There you go.
He didn't do the research.
How is that better?
Ignorance can be corrected. Ignorance
that's
can be
right.
corrected.
I don't think he had much willingness to do so, though.
So, hold on. I want to spend a little time with etymology here with my good friend Ian Freeman. Okay, so idiot comes from the word id, right?
Okay.
Id is, the Freudian term for sort of a base, your base instincts, right?
Okay.
Do you not know that?
Yeah.
Okay, you can look it up. So there's your ego, and there's your superego, and there's all that right?
Freud,
okay?
Yeah.
So if one is acting in a base and sort of mean fashion, you can look those words up. And you can come to the definition, but they both, base and mean, are, idiocy. So I think that one can be, acting like an idiot.
Yeah, you can do that and be ignorant at the same time.
Right. So no one is, in fact, an idiot all of the time, except for, idiots. No one is ignoramus all of the time.
That's true.
So allowing the term ignoramus and not allowing the term idiot is inconsistent. But
no, I'm pretty consistent at
we are all
calling people ignorant.
Idiots at times, and we are all ignoramuses at times. So
Okay. Using
the term idiot is fair if one acted like an idiot, and that's one's only interaction with a person.
Sure, I get what you're saying there,
dude. Joe, idiot. Go on.
That's your opinion.
Slave.
It's a valid opinion.
So here's what happened to him and me, only a little less to him and a little more to me, back when I had Mark and Ian. I don't think you were there, Melody, but maybe you were. I don't know. But I brought up a 9/11 issue at the time, and it was completely
I was not there then.
Right. It was completely different than what Ian and Mark presumed it was. And I was hoping to go on and say a little more, only, Ian was on the button. And of course, that would have been great if there was somebody in the queue waiting for a call. But the discussion went on for 14 minutes after I was let off the air, and I had a lot to say about what was being talked about, because you went off on attack that I wasn't even going for, and I wanted to bring up some things, and I you guys, if you're not going to go to the next call. Let the previous caller.
No, we make decisions based on the interest level of the host in what the caller has to say and how long things have gone on, and it's all completely arbitrary.
Obviously, Ian, you were there and you talked for 14 more minutes on the same subject.
Yeah.
So
I think he's got a good point.
No privilege of doing a talk show.
So you're
do that.
I mean, it's your show. You get to do what you want.
Yeah. What really doesn't turn me on is people who complain about the amount of time they get on the air. That's really annoying.
I'm not complaining about the amount of time.
Sure you are.
I think it's a pretty good critique. So hold on, Bad Slave. You didn't get called names, right? Like, Joe got called names.
I didn't call Joe
so
names.
Much, but I was completely discounted.
You felt unheard.
The ongoing conversation that went on.
Well, the nice thing is we have open phones every night here, and anybody is welcome to call in.
One thing you never get to hear.
To respond quickly.
I want to address this. You've made accusations at this point. I'd like to address them. You never get to hear the scoldings I give to Ian in the off air, right? Like, it's not, there's no point in stopping the show most of the time and saying, Ian, you shouldn't do that. But I did, in that circumstance, I recall it, I said, Ian, you shouldn't drop the guy and then continue to talk about the issue. And, of course, once I do that, that gets Ian all whipped up, and he's going to, of course, continue to talk about it because that's how Ian does things. But
we talk about things continuously after we drop calls, Mark, because sometimes the calls are boring, and sometimes the person on the other line, and I don't recall this specific example, but frequently a Bad Slave, you get full segments or more than a full segment to talk. And
he gets plenty.
If that's not enough time
for
you, then you need to get your own talk show. Thank you for the call tonight.
On.
I appreciate
it. Get a chance to say what he.
I don't care. I don't want to hear people calling to complain about how they didn't get enough time to talk the last time they called. Okay, that's like James in Arizona. That's the kind of stuff that he would do. Look. We've got all kinds of things to talk about here. Talk about something fresh. Talk about something that you're interested in discussing. Not how you were treated the last time.
Well, I mean, he said 9/11. That wasn't even... I mean, he's usually pretty good, but he just called us to complain about how you handled a call when I was 14.
No. That was his topic, I think, is what he was saying. He was calling about that particular topic. And that's a topic that less than interesting.
Okay.
That is a topic that has been beaten to death on the air here on Free Talk Live. And frequently when we talk about something after the fact, after a caller has been dropped off the air, it's because the conversation wasn't productive by that point. Frequently callers will repeat themselves, so they have a certain thing.
That is the death knell for a call, is repeating yourself.
Right, so a caller frequently has something that they want to say, and they say that thing. And then they will say that thing over and over until you finally end the call. Now, again, like I said, I don't remember the exact circumstances of that call, but I can tell you that Bad Slave is a common complainer. He frequently will complain, not on the air, but, he'll hammer out some message over Skype about how, insulted he is that he didn't get all the time in the world to make all the points that he ever wanted to make on a specific subject. And again, if you don't feel like you've got enough time one night, well, guess what? We've got open phones the next night. You can call back the next night if you would like to. That's our rule here. You get one call per night, so you don't get to call more than once the same night, but on another night, you can call in again. And some people will call early in the show, and then they'll get upset because they didn't get to respond to something somebody said later on in the show. Maybe that's why so many people call in our third hour. We've always been bewildered as to why, we'll do a show some nights during the week. We'll be on 1 hour one, hour two,
no calls.
Get almost no calls or
and
zero
then
calls.
Wall to wall for the hour three.
And it just doesn't, I don't understand why that is. It's certainly true that we have more radio stations on in our third hour, but most of them aren't calling from the radio.
Well,
they're calling from the internet.
Some people are also getting off of work or getting home.
Most people aren't getting off of work at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, it's 8 here.
Okay, I see what you're saying. West Coast.
I have no idea. I'm not going to, I'm not going to guess.
Yeah. Look, it's a show. We're doing a show first and foremost. And I don't mind explaining, the behind the scenes of how radio works. You're not supposed to do that. It's one of the rules we break here on Free Talk Live. But it's a show. And
one
if it's not entertaining.
You would never get on to critique the host's call on some other show. Ability yeah. on any other radio talk yeah, no show way. In America.
No way.
That much is for sure.
Yeah. A lot of shows won't even let you on if you disagree with the host.
Well, we'd have like two people call if we did that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, which means you can bring up what you want. But if it's boring, or you're boring, or we get tired of the topic, we're going to move on. Sorry, that's how we do radio. Now, if you want to do it differently, get your own show and see if anyone listens. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people, exchanging skills and services. From web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching, Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Coming up, how many people told the IRS about their Bitcoin? There's some numbers that have come out. Actually, it came out earlier this year. It was the first time I've seen it. So we'll share that with you on the way here. Also, the latest, some updates on the Philando Castile case, where apparently it is confirmed what you had said earlier, Mark, that his mother has already gotten the settlement. So even though news media was just as of less than a week ago reporting that they may be filing a civil case, apparently they got their settlement before they even filed it in this case. So $3 million.
Like the attorneys walked up and said, how about $3 million? Sign this piece of paper right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe no problem.
Right. So we can talk about all that, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Let's talk to Michael. He is on the line. Actually, I don't know where he's calling from. Michael, you're on Skype. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to call in and talk about the Supreme Court, but the last segment got me thinking back to a couple of weeks ago when you guys were talking about banning one caller.
Yes, right.
For making some threats, or I don't exactly remember the whole thing, but whatever came of that real quick?
He was banned. Technically, that ban has expired. He was banned for a two-month period of time. You're referring to a caller out of Arizona who has definitely leveled some threats at Mark and Mark's family, and it had gotten to the point where, I mean, I'll put up with a lot from a caller, I really will, but it had gotten to the point where Mark and Daryl were both protesting on the air by refusing to even keep their headphones on during this gentleman's calls. And ultimately, the reason I issued the ban was not because of his threats, but because he just kept calling about the same thing. And we told him, we gave him a warning. We said, look, dude, you need to call about something else besides complaining about what happened the last times you called, because that was kind of all he was doing. He was just complaining about how he believed he was treated in the past. And we said, dude, if you can't, you know, change it up, bring some sort of new thing up, then we're going to have to institute a temporary ban.
I would like to address the last caller, Bad Slaves, sort of frustration with being cut off on the air. So when I was down in Florida, I think it was during December, I called in to talk about, I can't remember exactly, something to do with Trump. Can't exactly remember what. And Ian decided for whatever reason to drop me off mid-segment.
Done with you.
Yeah, right, and move on. Yeah. And, you know, like, whatever anyone might feel that they have given to the show, like, you know, creating good radio or in any way, shape, or form, whatever they might feel they've done to do something for the show, it pales in comparison, besides Ian, what I've done for the show, right? So no one can claim to have, you know, greater ownership over the airwaves than I, except for Ian. And Ian decided, for whatever reason, that I was boring in that moment and dropped me. And I didn't like it. I fumed over it a bit. But at the very least, I understand that he has, like I had to come to the realization, he's got a really crappy job because he built this desirable platform to talk on. And people want to talk on it, but what he has to do is he has to curate this platform for 160 program directors out there,
thousands of listeners.
And for the thousands of listeners and, you know, like, his decisions may not be great. They may not be right. They may not be whatever, but they are his decisions, and he is the decider in that circumstance. He's the shot caller. He's the shot caller when it comes to who's on the air. And
go ahead, please.
You guys have been doing the radio stuff for years. I've produced morning call-in news radio, news talk radio for several years, and I can just say, haters gonna hate.
So, oh, absolutely, you know, and it really has to do
with that one caller. Everybody's half the host decided to boycott the caller and take off their headphones when they're calling in. You've kind of got to make that decision. Well, if half of my hosts are going to refuse to talk to them, why are we even having this person on the air? Like, people are going to hate the way
that's factored into
the show.
It.
People are going to like the way you run the show, but you've been doing this for years. Obviously, you're doing something right to somebody.
Yeah, it has to. You're right. I mean, the haters are going to hate, and I'm not saying the that Bad Slave's a hater. I think that generally his calls are good.
I think he's a supporter.
I think that generally his calls are good. It's just the attitude, you know, is up to you to choose, right? So do you choose the attitude of, oh, man, I didn't get a chance to say everything I wanted to say. Does blah, 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 blah. Or do you choose the attitude of, wow, I just got to talk about my 9/11 theories, you know, on national radio on over 100, however many stations happen to be on at this moment. We have over 170 throughout the week, but they're not all on at the same given moment. So on however many dozens of stations happen to have picked that up and everybody listening online, cool. People who, you know, I would otherwise never be able to reach were just able to hear my opinion. So really it just depends on, wow, what a great opportunity. I'll call again sometime. It really just depends on how you want to look at your experience.
Well, speaking of talking about the topics of calling in, I didn't want to talk about that. I did want to talk about the Supreme Court. So
okay.
If you don't mind changing gears.
Yeah, sure.
Well, because this morning I finally got to listen to morning talk radio. I was listening to some C-SPAN and their morning call-in show. And the conversation this morning was whether or not the Supreme Court justices should have term limits, because as the Constitution has it now, they're appointed for life. So I was kind of surprised at the amount of supporters for Supreme Court justice term limits, and I was just going to kind of throw that idea out there and see what some of your ideas were on that.
That's a good question. I don't know if we've ever really addressed it.
So I've thought about this already, and I'm against it, and here's the reason. Is because it's just going to throw more power to the chief executive.
The politics.
Like, so the chief executive, the president of the United States, appoints the Supreme Court justices. If they then know when they cease, then you're constantly having them, you know, calculating as to, okay, we know this one's going and this one's going to give us the
process.
Power, these kind of things. Yeah. And, you know, you're taking the most powerful position in the Western world and it's making it slightly more powerful. I want to do things to decentralize that power, not to centralize that power. And that's my
reasoning. Melanie?
When people, and this is kind of counterintuitive, I understand that, when people have term limits, they tend to be more political. So they tend to, even if they can't be reelected, which makes no sense, they tend to act more indebted to the person who sat them than they do if they're in there for life, they're good, you can't remove them.
Yeah, I'm the same way, because it seems like if you have term limits, you're going to have a much higher turnover rate when it comes to justices on the Supreme Court. And when you've got, a delegating body of 100 people that don't get along, trying to every 2, 3, 4 years, however long the terms would be, having to reconfirm new people, we know exactly from what happened last year how much of a political
slog.
Football that could be. And it just boggled my mind to hear so many people defending that idea. In my mind, thinking, you know, if we're going to have this conversation, why aren't we becoming more serious on members?
What about at a lower level? What about at the, let's say, the state level where...
prosecutors?
No. Where judges in some states are appointed for life, whereas other judges are regularly reelected in other states. We can continue the discussion here. Thank you, Michael, for bringing it up. I appreciate it. There's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack. Bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get your MyPillow at half price. What is it? It's a great pillow. I brought mine when I was up at the campground.
I forgot mine this week.
Ooh, bet you realized it first night, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it as soon as I saw yours. I'm like, oh God. And then he brought his, and there's nothing you can do, right? You know,
it's too late. Yeah, you're late. 3 hours away from your house. I mean, it's a darn good pillow, but probably not worth the 6 hours.
It's not going to be that trip.
But MyPillow.com, and I didn't forget it this year. I actually packed it up before I left, and I didn't have to turn back like I did last year to go and get it. I'd driven 20 minutes away from Rogers Campground before I realized, and I did go ahead and turn around for it last year, because it is a great pillow. You don't want to leave it behind once you get used to it. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. We've been using it here for more than a year, I think, at this point. And some of our hosts, like Chris Freeman on Thursday night, he's a longtime user of the MyPillow. Unlike a regular pillow, you can wash it. Put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get your MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one. It's up to you, however you want to look at that. And if you, for whatever reason, decide you don't like it, in the first 60 days, you can send it back to them, and they'll send you your purchase price back. Plus, if you keep it, it's guaranteed to last you for 10 years. Just go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL, to get your special discount of 50% off.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, it's a great pillow. As we go back to, well, actually, we're going to go back to your calls, but I just wanted to bring up, you know, another sort of a variant on what our last caller had mentioned. Michael was on the line from Skype, and he had talked about, well, what about term limits for the Supreme Court? That was the discussion that was going on when it came to C-SPAN, I guess, this morning he was telling us about. And he was surprised at how many people supported term limits.
It's a great topic.
Sure.
Yeah. And term limits, people like term limits. They sound really, really good.
It sounds like it's going to limit the power of politicians, and I think to some extent it could.
But it doesn't limit the power of Supreme Court justices. Well, how would it?
Yeah. Well, also,
well, I guess it limits their power to decide when their term's up, which is a power I want them to have, because otherwise that power goes to the president.
And it goes to the political process.
The most powerful person on the planet. So, no, I don't want to decentralize power.
I think you guys both made good arguments against term limits for Supreme Court, but I found myself wondering what you thought about, let's say, state-level courts. So in New Hampshire, for instance, the governor appoints judges to different roles here in the state, and none of them are elected.
Mm-hmm.
So in other states, however,
they're elected.
They are elected every so many years. Now, there's an argument against the election of judges in that, you know, the people, they don't know what they're doing. They're going to elect some bad judges. But there might be an argument in favor of term limits at the state level. I'm wondering what you guys think about that.
I mean, I think the same things really apply. If you're going to have a state, which you shouldn't, but if that's where we're at,
yep,
then especially with judges, when they have power to interpret, I guess, at the state level, the state constitution and overturn and enact state laws, it gives you kind of more predictability as to, okay, if I do this, because judges can kind of make things illegal in a lot of cases retroactively. Having senators or legislators get elected once every 2 or 4 years isn't as much of a problem because their laws they pass have enactment dates. Even if it's today, if you stop doing it now, then you're okay. That's not necessarily the case with judges. So I kind of feel like it gives you that predictability that...
What gives you that?
Having
if
them
they're
in
there for life?
For life or for some longer term.
So you're thinking all judges at all levels might be in for life?
Trial judges, not really, especially since a lot of them kind of try to get promoted from there. I mean, and then obviously they could resign if they were going on to do something else. I mean, it seems better to, especially when you have elections that are just get ridiculous. It seems better to me. They're doing the same thing as the Supreme Court, just on a state level instead of a federal level. I mean, there's pros and cons, I think, but based on what I've seen, I would rather them not be as beholden to whoever it is.
The electorate?
Either the electorate or whoever appoints them or whoever it's going to be.
I mean, the electorate could vote in worse judges than we currently have, but ultimately, if you've got a bunch of terrible judges that have been appointed by the governor for life, then you have no chance at undoing that if there's no election.
Well, so I had this the opportunity to ask a judge this question.
Judge Burke?
Nope. It was a judge that I happened to pull his sailboat off of a sandbar down in, someplace.
Okay.
And he was an elected judge in a southern state.
Okay.
And he was a senior judge. They actually came back and did consulting work for his court.
Okay.
And, you know, he was semi-retired, basically.
Got it.
But he got a phone call right there next to us when from his office the next day, you know, basically, hey, I got to take this. And I heard him talking, and basically they were asking him questions about how to run the court.
Got it.
So he's that, you know, level of senior.
Mm-hmm.
He said, essentially, this is not an easy question. This was a very circumspect and pensive man, right? Like, he spent a lot of time thinking about these things, just sort of things generally. And, you know, I didn't agree with him by any stretch of the imagination on everything he said, but I asked him a lot of questions, and I didn't give him a lot of sort of forceful answers. I just asked questions of him. And, you know, he was happy to answer questions. We were having beer and having a nice time. I was drinking his beer, so I was asking him questions.
All right, good.
And his thought is that basically it's, you know, there's difficulties with all the systems, but the only person who's less qualified to appoint a judge than a voter is, in fact, a governor.
Less qualified.
That basically the political appointees are beholden in a certain way that he doesn't like.
That makes sense.
They're harder to get out of office.
That's right. Yeah, because they basically would have to be removed by the legislature, right?
Right. So he said, or the I think the governor's
office, the governor,
but whatever. And he says essentially, voters, although they generally do not vote a judge out of office and generally do not know that much about a judge.
That's true.
He believes that they get better choices. Now he was a judge that was elected, so there's a problem. Could quite possibly be a an amount of bias there. But I will point out that this guy's a Democrat that lives in a very red state and is elected in a red county.
Huh.
So
that's interesting.
It kind of shows that at the very least, the voters think that he's a good choice because he's, or for whatever reason. They didn't kick him out because of his party.
Right.
And I believe that these are nonpartisan elections. However, it doesn't take research to figure out that this guy's a Democrat. He's a Democrat that refused to vote for Hillary, but he was a Democrat nonetheless. And so I have, for the lack of a better opinion, adopted his. Because he had a soundbite that I liked, and his soundbite was the only person less qualified to appoint a judge than a voter is a governor.
You could argue that there's no accountability when they're appointed. And at the very least, if there were elections, then there would be some level of accountability. But
how is that different? One person puts you in versus this other person puts you in. I don't see how.
Well, the beholden thing. They're beholden to the political person who put them into office as opposed to the voters who, in theory, could make a better decision. But, we know voters are so uneducated.
I guess I should point this out. I don't know how it works anywhere else. I'm used to judicial elections where you're effectively barred from campaigning. So you're not allowed to state. I mean, pretty much it was just like a competition of resumes. You're not allowed to state your position on anything. You're essentially not allowed to say anything other than this is my name and here's all the schools I went to.
And if people know that a judge is particularly bad, then they might vote him out.
If he's a district court judge.
Well, they may not be able to assess it on a
trial level, yes.
That's what I mean. All right, so more coming up here in moments. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can weigh in on this or anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can head on over and join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. But our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and you can watch the epic documentary that we put together here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire back in 2012 from Derek J's first year of activism. When he moved up here, and now he's living out on the seacoast, and he just posted actually a fresh article over at freekeen.com that I have yet to have a chance to read. It literally was posted within the last hour over at freekeen.com. There was this event that some of the haters threw out in Portsmouth, because the haters are everywhere in New Hampshire. It's just that we know...
It was basically the Democratic Party of New Hampshire.
No, it's a group called Granite State Progress. Not
the
same thing.
It was populated by...
Mostly Democrats, I would guess, but
yeah, people who are active in the Democratic Party, though. I mean, that's
probably
just,
yeah,
people that happen to be voters on the Democratic. So, what I find strange—it
was called the Free State Project Exposed,
yeah,
or exposing the Free State Project.
What I find so strange about this is that a group of people with whom, use the term liberty activists, libertarians, liberty lovers, disagree with 70% of the time, would take the time to put together a speech to essentially undermine this group and then give power, presumably, to the other group, the Republicans, with whom they disagree 100% of the time. I just don't understand the strategy behind it.
Well, it's simple. The Free State Project, or this New Hampshire Liberty Migration, because it's much larger than the Free State Project is. There's multiple migrations going on, like with the Shire Society as well. But anyway, this New Hampshire Freedom Migration is a threat more so than the Republicans, because the Republicans ultimately, you know, there's some liberty-friendly Republicans, but generally the Republicans are also statists. You know, they believe in the state, they believe in the government, they want the government to look the way they want it to.
Currently, the Republicans are working with, in many cases, the Republicans are working with the Democrats to stop the liberty lovers that are in the state house,
right,
and they're failing some of the time.
So you just answered your own question. They're working together to stop the libertarians.
But I wish they would say that. I wish the Democrats would have their little thing and say, look, We much prefer the enemy we know versus the enemy we don't. Mm. Because the Republicans are lying about being small government, and they will work with us on a regular basis.
Right.
These liberty lovers, they hate government, and we love it.
Well, they're not going to show their cards
no,
like that.
Not.
They have this thing set up where, you know, they have power roughly 50% of the time, especially in a purple state. It really is a little bit closer to 50. You know, they complain about things they don't really care about to get things they do care about, and they're pretty much in line with the Republicans. And people who think about it know that, but I don't know that everybody thinks about that. If they're looking at this long term, there is a more substantial threat from people who just don't want the state to be there.
Correct. Remember the state representative out of Keene? It was back in 2012. It's been 5 years. This is one of the state representatives in Keene at the time. I don't think she still is, but Cynthia Chase. She said the free staters are the single greatest threat to the state. And she is absolutely right about that. Of course, larger, the libertarians, the people who are migrating here is what she meant. These people who, they have a drive to change things, just like she did, because she migrated here
right.
as well from some other New England state.
So did the person who was putting on the Free State Project Expose
Correct.
Event.
Correct.
Was another Democratic operative.
She came here to take that job.
From another state yeah. in order. Well, I mean, it's insane.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. So
these
do as
people,
we say, not as we do.
Stinking, slobbering hypocrites say, you can't come to our state with a political agenda. My God,
yeah.
That's only for us.
Yeah, and so think about it. I mean, what an honor that, you know, these people are spending so much time. I really appreciate the efforts of the Granite State Progress.
So much so that you gave Cynthia Chase a bouquet of flowers, did you not?
No, I don't think I did that.
Oh, I thought
that was the city of Keene. We sent a bouquet to the city of Keene.
Okay.
We also sent them fresh strawberries from Sherry's Berries after in thanks for them bringing us millions of dollars of free press coverage for suing the Robin Hooders, which they did a few years ago. But, wow, I mean, I'm so I have such gratitude for Granite State Progress. They really do their research. Every 2 years, they always come out with a handy list of all of the free staters or the people they suspect of being connected to the free staters. So either somebody who they can confirm has moved here for the Free State Project or somebody that's really friendly with people that they know moved here for the Free State Project, and they'll come up with a list of all the candidates who meet those qualifications. So they're giving you a Liberty Voters Guide every single year. I mean, that's not their intention. Their intention is to out the Free Staters and to, you know, help them lose their elections. But it's sort of, I think it can backfire on them where if you're sending out mailings to people like some of the haters have done over the years in different places, they've sent full color, full page, you know, glossy print mailers attacking the liberty activists who are running in various different places. Like, this person wants to get rid of the government schools. This person wants to lower taxes. You know, like it reads like a piece of campaign literature for those who know, you know, for those who don't want the government in their lives. This is good information. So I'm grateful for them spending thousands of dollars to promote unintentionally the campaigns of the libertarians who are running here. Now, again, they're running as Republicans and Democrats generally, which is why they feel like they have to out them and spend all this money on them to show that the true libertarian, there are snakes in the grass, these libertarians, you need to know about them, which is what this presentation was about. And Derek Jay gets into great detail. This is a very long, detailed article that he posted about this seminar that they were having, basically.
See, and if they go through all that work to do that, how did he manage to even get in the room?
Well, it was open to anybody who wanted to attend.
Right.
And at the time, he had been attending Democratic meetings as Derek Horton. So he was using his legal name attending the Democratic Party meetings. So he had worked his way into the internals of the Democratic Party. And personally, I don't think he should have outed himself, but he felt like it was the right time, and I think he gets into that. He told me that he was going to get into it in the article as to why he chose to sort of come out of the closet as a libertarian.
I mean, it's not like he was hiding before. I mean, if
he was hiding
wasn't in the closet.
Right, but if
he wasn't hiding as Derek Freeman.
He kicked the closet door open and ran down the street in a tutu.
If these people are spending so much time to go through and be like, this legislator spent time with this other legislator that we think is an FSP member, you would think that they would recognize
they would
the
is.
Main, you know, I mean, come
on. He was living on the seacoast, and so they may not have known him as much as he might have been known out here if he were still living in Keene. Because his victimless crime spree happened here, not over on
the internet. It happened on the internet, too, though.
True.
Kind of the thing.
I get what you're saying, but, you know, apparently they were shocked. Because when he stood up, he told me this. Maybe he put it in the article again. It just came out. I haven't read it. But he said that when he stood up, because there was a part at which the presenter on the stage invited she acknowledged that she knew that Free Staters, so-called, were in the audience and invited them to stand up and, you know, reveal themselves. So several of them did, including Derek and his boyfriend Stephen. And I guess they were sitting right next to one of the main Democratic Party, you know, boss men out in the seacoast. And apparently this woman gasped. You know, like she was sitting right next to one of these Free Staters the whole time, and she didn't even know it. So he just felt like it was the right time to do that, apparently. So again, if you want to get the details, he's got it down here. He's got an audio, like an hour and a half long audio, a recording of what happened there. He's got screenshots from the slides that they have here. What is the Free State Project? The FSP participant guidelines, the statement of intent, Pork Manor, apparently, is something that they are reporting on. What's Pork Manor? It's a website that's, I think, kind of outdated at this point. But the idea was this was a place where liberty activists could advertise a room that they might have for rent in their house or
proving
house.
Proving that they're helping each other move. As though the Democratic Party, when, elections going on, don't bring a bunch of, college kids here to run around and knock on doors for their candidates.
So he says that this
only
was...
Only we're allowed to do that.
She says this was a, or Derek says, this was 45 minutes of slander and lies by Zandra Rice Hawkins, the propagandist with Granite State Progress. At some point, they put up other FSP endeavors and then a bunch of logos like Cop Block, which has nothing to do with the Free State Project.
It was put together by two Free State Project signers.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Free State Project who created that. The Free State Project...
They don't see it that way, right?
I understand they don't, because they believe everything is this top-down command and control system of organization, which is, of course, what their system is, where one person's in charge, and they've got their underlings, and they've got their underlings, and it doesn't work that way. The Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, this freedom migration, there is a Free State Project, but all they do is they put together Pork Fest and the Liberty Forum and make bad decisions about managing their organization from time to time. I mean, that's pretty much all they do. They don't control what the Free Staters do, or certainly for that matter, the Shire Society people, the other people who migrate here. There's no level of control over what these people do. Anyway, I'm looking forward to reading the article. It's up right now over at freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.